Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, January 16th. And Mr. President, it's our first on-air visit of 2013, so a belated Happy New Year to you.
Well, and a Happy New Year to you as well, Kelly. Things look really different here on campus than they have for the last few weeks. We've got thousands of students here, bright young minds that are back and going to classes. This will be another great semester. We have a lot of priorities for the new year. The main one, of course, is to enable our students to earn a college degree. That will be great for them, and it'll certainly be great for the state of Oklahoma as well as our country. So retention is something we really focus on, especially freshman and sophomore years. And we have a major learning effort in that regard. It's called the LASSO Center. It's Learning and Student Success Opportunity. But what we had found was that we had good retention with athletes and with at-risk students. So the difference there was those students get lots of support, lots of mentorship, lots of guidance, and we want to provide that to every freshman. And I think it's going to really make a difference.
Besides academic support, college students and their parents often look at value when considering their higher education options, and OSU continues to be recognized in that area.
They do indeed. We have once again been recognized by Kiplinger's Personal Finance as a top 100 best value in public colleges, and this list is based on rankings of universities that combine an outstanding education with economic value. We've made this list 10 of the last 13 years. And we work extremely hard to give our students the best value for their hard-earned money. So we're glad the Kiplinger Group has recognized us again, and hope we are on this list every single year.
And Burns, a big weekend in for OSU athletics to start the new year.
Well, it was a big weekend. It didn't start off all that well. We had our Bedlam basketball game in Norman, and the Sooners defeated our Cowboys. I think we have a very young team, and I think this experience is really good, although it's kind of hard to take sometimes, and I congratulate Lon Gruer and his team who played a great game. Travis does have an exciting young team led by Marcus Smart, one of the nation's top freshmen. I expect big things from our basketball team as the season goes on, and our players get more experience. And by the way, we had a wonderful win in wrestling on Sunday. I don't believe I've seen that many people in Gallagher Arena since I was in school here. The Cowboys wrestled the Hawkeyes from Iowa. The Cowboys are ranked number 2. The Iowa is ranked number 3 or 4, depending on what poll you look at. And the Cowboys came out victorious, so that was a really great win.
And finally, Burns, 2013 starts off with some very sad news for the OSU family with the passing of Patsy Sutton.
It really does, Kelly. It was such a sad end to the year and beginning of this year. I went to Patsy's service on Friday. It was just packed there in Tulsa. Lots of former players. And the message that you continually heard was what a wonderful supporter and advocate and mother she was to all of those players, as well as her 3 sons. She was a rock for the family, for Eddie, as well as his sons. We all have a special place in our hearts for Patsy Sutton, and our sympathies and prayers to the entire Sutton family.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.